you for being part of the group tonight. Okay, our next operator, KC8YVF, and after Ron, KC8PAZ Mini. KC8YVF, please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone on the net tonight. And Randy, thanks for doing the net. For me, I've been sitting here trying to do some work, updating my Tiny SA. I haven't used it in quite some time. The firmware is out of date. Some of the features or settings that I need to change to do a particular function are not on there. So I'm trying to update the firmware. Unfortunately, it won't let me update the firmware because, at least in the Windows program, because it can't find the device. Even though the COM port's there, it says it's connected. Software can't find the device in order to update the firmware. So I find a second way to do it. Of course, it wants me to register. I registered finally as a guest. Wants me to download, but I can't get to that at the moment. So having a little difficulty trying to get through to update the firmware in my device so I can do it. I plan to do a presentation for the club in March, and if my device isn't working, then I guess I won't be doing it. So we'll continue trying here. Other than that, a weekend was spent shoveling snow. For me, I've got a double-wide driveway, but on the siding of the driveway, I have my enclosed trailer and two of my vehicles. I only have a single-car garage, so my motorcycles are in the garage. My cars are outside, so my wife's car sits in front of the garage door. So I can use the snowblower to do everything behind her car and out, but then I have to shovel around the cars and clean off the cars. And so I spent several times over the weekend doing just that, trying to keep it clear. And then I get up this morning. I had it pretty much all the way down to dry pavement, and I get up this morning, and everything's covered again because the wind had blown, drifted across the driveway. So I've left it at this point. I cleaned some of it this morning before I left for work, and I got home, and I looked at it, and I said, nah, it's too cold. I'm going in. And from the weather report for tonight, we're supposed to have wind chills down to minus 20 tomorrow morning, so I'm certainly not going to get out and do anything there either. So we'll let it go. Maybe it'll melt in a few weeks here to do that. But that's what I got for you this go-around, Randy. This is KC8YVF.